So, Simon, you've been well known for driving around a colourful taxi for many years. What's different about this one?
Well, for the last nearly 2 years, I haven't driven my cab at all. I had no cab, but I just parked it by the side of the house because I tried to be as green as possible and cycle everywhere, which I've been doing. But obviously, there are occasions when you need a vehicle, and a general election campaign is one of them. So I thought it was a good time both to obtain a new vehicle and a new bike, and I've done both of those here. Just quickly, the bike and then back to the cab. The new bike is a Brompton. It's a collapsible, foldable Brompton acquired from On Your Bike, the local firm at London Bridge, a London icon of a firm and an icon of a model of a bike. And the whole idea, of course, of that is that it's something you can take on the tube and take out at the other end and carry around with you and put in the back of the cab. And the cab I bought from Ascot's, the old Bermondsey firm who used to be in Druid Street in the Arches, although they've just now moved to Deptford. I've got all my cabs from them over the years, apart from the very first one. The difference is that this is the latest version of the cab. It's a Euro 3 engine and emission standard, so it meets far higher emission standards than all the other ones. But it's also powered by biofuel from this firm, Uptown. And they go around, they collect used vegetable oils from local firms, again here in SE1 and in London as a whole. And they then use that, recycle that, and power the cab. So it's acceptable biofuel. Some biofuels, if they come from other parts of the world where you have to chop down trees, are not acceptable. This is acceptable biofuel, recycled products from waste left over from fish and chip shops, from local shops, local businesses, brought here, processed here, and resold by a local firm. So I'm trying to make sure that people understand that if you just try hard, you can live and practice a sustainable life. You can do it with a motorized vehicle as well as a two-wheel vehicle, and you can have maximum flexibility and, in a very smart cab, maximum convenience.
Now, Stuart, who runs Uptown Oil, has just been explaining to me that there is a tax disadvantage against companies that take oil from London restaurants, process it elsewhere in Europe and then bring it back, who can sell it at a much bigger profit margin because of the tax situation. As your party's climate change spokesman, is that the sort of issue that the Lib Dems want to address?
Yes, and we've taken it up already, and we've sought to lobby the Chancellor to make sure there could have been a change this year, but it's a European Union regulation rather than simply a UK regulation. My understanding is that the current rules carry us safely through till next year, but we'll need to seek to work to get a new EU regulation in the years ahead. So yes, the answer is it's on the agenda. I've talked to these guys here. I've talked to my colleagues who have no problem about that, both in the UK Parliament and in the European Parliament. And it's certainly a campaign for the new Chancellor, whoever that is.
And just very quickly, you've got a Westminster Hall debate today about housing in Southwark. What kind of issues are you going to be raising with the Minister then?
Yes, thank you. It's interesting because I think it's the very last Westminster Hall debate of this Parliament. I've been lucky before to have sometimes the last debate. I'm really going to raise four issues. Just 2 seconds. I'm really going to raise four issues. I'm going to, having pointed out that Southwark has the largest... Let me just do this, James. Can I take this? Only because this guy wants to come in.
Fine.
Is he coming in? I'll just park it. Give me 2 seconds.
You just pull forward, Simon, behind the other van, you'll be fine. We'll come back in straight. Go on. Just tell him to pull forward a bit and come back straight, John.
Back to the office.
Okay. That's where we need to be.
I use that when I get to find my fuel.
That's my drift. So,
hold on a second. Okay.
I want to set out the background, which is that Southwark has the largest number of council properties in London, and one of the largest amounts of council property in the country. That council housing is very popular, but we are still desperately short of affordable rented housing, and how I'm afraid the last two governments have failed abysmally in providing that, and the last two administrations in City Hall have failed. But there are things which would make it easier for the new administration in Southwark, obviously I hope will be run by my colleagues, but that's up to the voters, to build more affordable housing. The first is if we could be allowed to reschedule our debts so we don't have to spend so much money paying off debts, and we could spend it more on building the housing or repairing the housing. Secondly, if we could be allowed to borrow money at a lower interest rate. Local government is constrained at the moment by central government rules, but the private market lends at a lower rate. If we could do that again, it would save more money, keep it in the kitty, and allow the build. Thirdly, that the government would support us, not just to finish the Decent Homes programme, but to make sure that we get an environmentally sustainable set of homes for the future, so that people have good insulation, good double glazing, good boilers, good windows, good doors, and everything else. And lastly, that we change the planning law. This is really recycling what I did in my bill, so that money from developers can be used for local housing. Just one last thing. I'm obviously still keen we get a better deal for leaseholders, and I'll be talking about them too. So